welcome to Literature and Review. I'm Michael, your host, and today we're going to be talking about The Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. We've got two very special guests on today. We have Dorian Gray, and we have Dan, our psychologist. So let's go back to the book, and let's talk about transformation. And one thing that definitely transforms people is chemicals, so opium. So, Dorian, after you've killed Basil, you go to the opium den. How does the opium transform you, your psyche? Does it make you feel better?
Well, Michael, the opium helped me, in a sense, get away from all what just happened. I was a little worried about Basil's death. I was worried about where to hide him, so I didn't want anyone to find the body. And I also think that the opium, like a bunch of other people in the den, I thought that I could have gotten away with some of the way they also got away from their trouble.
So that's a great transformation. But another great transformation that happens in the book is, it happens right after that. It concerns James Bane. Now, 18 years after his sister died, James is still looking, he's still on revenge looking for someone, whoever killed his sister, and he thinks Dorian does it. So, Dan, our psychologist, why is James so concerned about his sister's death and trying to go after Dorian for revenge?
Well, obviously, the death of one's sister would be very traumatic. And James probably felt a lot of trauma, a lot of stress, sorrow, grief, rage, in this case, at Dorian. And he wanted to, I guess, heal this wound in his emotions, and he believed that the best way to do that would be to put Dorian Gray to death.
Alright, so let's move on. That's all very interesting. Let's move on now to the larger book as a whole, and let's talk about one transformation that actually didn't happen in the book. Dorian, alright, the ladies want to know, why do you always look so young? What's your secret?
Well, Michael, my portrait that Basil did a terrific job on, this portrait is absolutely beautiful, but it was too beautiful. I want to stay youthful forever like a portrait. So, I would hide the picture in my attic, and as I became more experienced from my surroundings and from the events of my life, the picture would absorb the shock of all this trauma, this grief, and all this experience. So as the picture would crinkle, the colors would fade, and the picture would deteriorate, I would retain my youth. And that is how I was able to keep my fragile look.
Very well. I know, though, you have some sort of sense about you where you may not be the most honorable person in society. Is this related to your youth? Dan, our psychologist, do you think that this somehow relates to his youth?
Well, I think that this transformation he's undergone is probably internal, not external, because obviously he hasn't changed at all. He still looks like a youthful man, but what happens in the portrait clearly happens in his mind, in his soul. So, while he looks like a young man, he feels and acts like an old man, full of sorrow and too much experience.
Alright, thanks Dan, and thanks Dorian for joining us. That's all the time we have for today. Make sure you join us again next time. Literature Review.